Welcome to Listen Up. First things first. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the speakers, not necessarily of Belfast Community Radio or the City of Belfast, which is the licensee for this station. You're listening to Listen Up, a program about public affairs. And I have with me Wendy Watson and Hank Reisner from Local Citizens for Smart Growth to tell us more about the salmon farm and the proposals for that.
I'm going to let Wendy introduce us and do the preliminaries, but my name is Hank Reisner. I'm a resident of Belfast. I've lived here for approaching 5 years, and I have a concern about this new proposal for the salmon farm in Belfast, but Wendy's going to introduce it.
Hi, so I'm Wendy Watson, and I've lived in Waldo County and in Belfast area for over 2 decades, and I'm here, both Hank and I are here representing a local citizen action group called Local Citizens for Smart Growth, Salmon Farm, regarding concerns and some questions that we have regarding the Nordic Aquafarm salmon farm proposal. This timeline has kind of moved along very rapidly in terms of when we first heard about the information. Starting back in January of this year, we found out there was a purchase and sale on the Belfast Water District land and also with a local private landowner next door to that. And then in late January and early February, we actually received a large public announcement that was made regarding the Nordic Aquafarm's salmon farm proposal. And then on March 6th, there was the introduction at the Belfast City Council to zoning changes that will need to take place in order for this project to move forward. And then March 20th was the first of 2 hearings about the zoning changes that are required by law to be open to the public. And where we are right now is that we have the second and potentially final hearing on this Tuesday, April 17th, where the City Council may vote. It's within their legal rights to be voting to either approve, change, or amend, or delay the zoning changes that need to happen. And we'll be going into some of those details, but I'm going to hand it over to Hank to talk about some things like the scale of the project and siting of the project, as well as the experience that the salmon farm, Nordic Aquafarms, has. So there you go, Hank.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy. So first on my agenda here is talking about the scale of this project. And this would be the largest facility of this kind in the world, which is notable. The largest land-based fish farm in the world. The number may not be that relevant, but the projected production totalage would be 33,000 tons of salmon at full production. Now, what's notable about that is that that is many times larger, according to some facts, it's about 16 times larger than this company's initial project in Norway. So it's a very large project. When someone's going to do, or some company is about to do, or any one of us might be about to do something that's very significant or large, considering all the effects of our actions and our plans, it seems like a skillful and wise thing to do. But we still have a lot of questions about what a project of this size would mean, or what its impact would be. And at this point, since there's been no history of a project of this size, we're really relying on some projections, some projected models, but not real experience with anything of this size. So the bottom line is we are asking for more information about what all these impacts would be like. Now, relevant to that is the location of the project or the siting. The location of this projected project is right next to the Little River Reservoir, and there has been an agreement, at least a tentative agreement, to purchase and utilize approximately 40 acres of the woodlands adjacent to the Little River, right near the Northport boundary, the Belfast-Northport boundary. It's a beautiful area. Many of us have hiked in those trails over the years. It's clearly a wildlife habitat. My wife and I were there a week ago. We saw beavers. We are concerned about the impact on all of that land. Now, the projection is that they have the right to clear at least 30 acres of that 40 acres. That's my understanding of it. 30 acres is a lot of area. It's proximity to the Little River and other questions that we'll get to later in the and Wendy will speak to is what's the impact on the Little River, on the reservoir, clearly not to mention the fact that trees will be removed and large buildings will be built on that site. The third point that I want to speak to is about the amount of experience that this company has. And I found this to be, I've just heard about this in the last few days or week or so, is that this company is only about 4 years old. It was established in 2014. It has actually only been in business for 2 years with one of their plants currently growing a kingfish, I think it's called a yellow kingfish, but not an Atlantic salmon. And in fact, their first harvest, my understanding, was just this December. So this is a company that's new or young. They've had what seems like not that much experience. And at the same time, the possibility is that they will be establishing and running the largest land-based fish farm in the world in Belfast. I think that has some interesting questions to be raised about that. I also know that they are waiting for permitting to be completed in a plant in Norway, which would have a capacity for apparently a 4,000 ton a year salmon production. So again, their projection for Belfast is 33,000 tons a year, which would be somewhere around 7 to 8 times the size of their not online yet salmon farm in Norway. We have some questions about that. It seems like approaching a project like this, of this magnitude, clearly takes planning, and it would be skillful and responsible for questions like the ones we're raising about impact on the environment on the site and the scale of the project to be answered before moving forward. So we're asking again for the town to take its time to ask these important questions before moving forward.
Right now, what's right before the city council, it's their responsibility as our elected officials to be voting on the changes to zoning that need to take place in order for this Nordic Aquafarm salmon farm proposal to move forward. And right now, the acreage that we're talking about, the 40 acres next to the Little River Reservoir and Trail, is zoned residential, basically. It's right up against the Little River Reservoir on one side, and so some people say it's like the gateway from the south into Belfast. I mean, if you've ever driven by that area. It's gorgeous. It's got that beautiful small building, the little waterfall, which is the dam, and it housed our water supply for Belfast years ago. We haven't used that water for some time, and the Belfast Water District actually has said that, you know, they're going to be moving. And so, and then it borders on Matthews Brothers land, which is on the Perkins Road, which is just going north of the Little River. And so the 40 acres has to be zoned from the current zoning, would have to be rezoned from residential to industrial to allow Nordic Aquafarms to move forward. And so that's what's before the City Council right now. As I mentioned in the beginning of the program, the first of two hearings that have to be done according to law and changing any zoning ordinances, the first one has been done on the 20th, and there really weren't any significant changes. So at this point, in order to meet the county's legal requirements, the city's legal requirements for zoning changes, they will listen to the amended and proposed changes and on the 17th. And so that's why we're trying to get the word out to as many people who may have questions like we do or concerns that we have as we're moving forward so quickly. The current zoning in kind of in more detail, Hank did reference that zoning change in an industrial area would be actually increased from, I believe, what's kind of typical has been 65% impervious surface. So that would be buildings, parking lots, things where the water can't, would run off from, basically. And so what they're proposing is that that be increased to 70%. And so that would mean 28 acres out of the 40 acres that they have a purchase and sale on could be built upon. And in the recent article in the Republican Journal this week, it was mentioned that, that they had looked at the retired Verso paper mill in Bucksport as a site, but they didn't want to mess with having to decommission buildings, and they wanted basically a virgin area where they could just start building after they take down all the trees, and we have loss of habitat that way. So the other couple of things that would need to be required for this project that we have some concerns about would be a 50-foot building height. Now, that's roughly like five stories high. Matthews Brothers, which is the closest building of an industrial size on the Perkins Road that I mentioned, just to kind of give you a frame of reference, the highest height of a building there is, I think, maybe as high as 30 feet at most. So 50 feet is quite high, and especially next to a residential zone. Setbacks have been proposed to be just 50 feet at the edge of the property that is purchased, with 40 feet of that being vegetative planting. Now, if you're a home or you're driving by on Route 1, a 50-foot buffer isn't going to be very significant. And I think that it would be much better if we could have a larger setback than just that, but that's what's being proposed right now. And currently there are no provisions to protect views along Route 1 or the neighbors on Perkins Road, because there are some people's land who goes right up to the wooded area. And so wanting to see perhaps maybe that would be an area where there could be some increased setbacks if this were to go forward. Another area that our group has some significant concerns about is the impact on our water resources. This is estimated to be quite large for something of this size and magnitude. And basically, since they're proposing 33,000 tons being produced annually of salmon at full production, We've estimated, based on the International Salmon Farmers Association 2017 report of water needed for a recirculating aquaculture system, to be 60 billion gallons of water would be necessary on an annual basis. So that would be filling the tanks, emptying the tanks to clean them out after production. If something were to happen, if there were to be some kind of pathogen that got introduced, that's not in these figures. This would just be if everything goes well and there aren't any problems, and it's a 2-year production time frame from egg to finished product. So we also have more information about that, but I didn't think our time will allow us to go into the too many details of that. But we're really concerned that that's so much water that, and we don't have any details from the company in terms of how much of that will be fresh water. Will some of that be brackish water? Will that some of that be water that's from the bay? We just don't know. We don't have that information right now, but we do know that the amount required is a lot. And just to put that in context in terms of the amount of gallons of water that Poland Springs was asking for in a fourth operating location in Maine. And this was back in February of 2017, they were seeking a fourth location in order to produce 1.3 billion gallons. And this is on a magnitude of much, much larger than that. Belfast Water District has agreed to sell Nordic Aqua Farms up to 262 million gallons of water annually, but yet we don't know, because of the difference between that and what will be needed in the fish farming process, what kind of impact this might have to both our aquifer, our local wells, to the bay, and so forth. A lot of unanswered questions. Again, because of this scale, it just magnifies any kind of issues or concerns or questions that we might have, because it's just so darn large. Also, in addition, we're talking about needing to pump large quantities of water, even though it will be filtered, but it will be discharged and piped out into the bay. It's about a mile and a half out there. So, again, those are some concerns. Another one is about fish health and welfare. We're told that they want to grow fish with organic feed, and I think that's a great and laudable prospect, but at this time that there currently aren't any available feeds for salmon fisheries at the scale, especially that are even considered organic. A lot of farm-raised fish meal that is being fed to farmed fish is being produced with a lot of bio-concentrated toxic contaminants like PCBs and heavy metals and other types of things in it. So we have concerns that also things that aren't getting filtered would also be getting out into the bay.
A couple of other points, again, all attributed to the size of the project, is we're concerned about traffic congestion, access off of Route 1, the number of trucks, and essentially noise pollution that would be moving in and out of the facility. And again, we've mentioned this a number of times, and it's sort of our final point next to how to get involved is we're very concerned about how quickly this is all moving. It feels precipitous for a project of this magnitude to be moving so quickly into the possible production, with so many of the questions that we seem to have. What we're really asking is that the town consider slowing themselves down, thinking as thoroughly as possible. An environmental impact statement comes to mind for such a significant project, among other things. So our last point is how to get involved and how to have your voices heard in the public space. And Wendy, why don't you speak to that?
Okay, thanks, Hank. So ways to get involved would be, as mentioned before, the April 17th zoning meeting with the City Council is happening 7 p.m. this Tuesday on the 17th in the City Hall chambers. So please attend and participate. You're also welcome to make your concerns and comments to be shared with the city councilors by sending an email that will be to Wayne Marshall. And his email address is wmarshall@cityofbelfast.org. By sending them directly to him, he will make sure they become part of the public record and also get forwarded on to our five city council members before the vote takes place on Tuesday night. You can also find us on Facebook. Our group, again, is Local Citizens for Smart Growth, Salmon Farm. Mm. And SMART, we define as sustainable, moderate, accountable, responsible, and transparent. And I hope that also that we can work together as a community for the community. And I don't want to see questions and concerns be taken as, you know, that we're being, that we don't want to see this happen at all. I mean, I know some people that we've spoken to have said that they don't want to see this project at all. But I do see that this is an opportunity for us to come together as a community to really find common ground and some agreement of the things that we want for this community and to get more information from the company so that we can make a fully informed decision that's best for the community and its citizens. So I appreciate time on the program, Vic. Thanks so much for having us today.
Yes, certainly. And I'd like to point out also that this discussion that we've just been listening to with Wendy Watson and Hank Reisner and the interview that you heard earlier in the hour with Joanne Mosswild will both be on BelfastCommunityRadio.org under the archive for this show, which is Listen Up. So under the political shows, under the talk shows, there's going to be Listen Up. And also on the special programs page is the informational meeting that was held back in March, mm-hmm. where we heard the point of view of the Nordic Aqua Farms and the City of Belfast, and also some questions and answers. And that's a two-hour program broken up into four parts, so that's available on our website. Thank you very much for coming in. This is Listen Up. My name is Vic Treadwell. I'll be back next Saturday at 1 with more politics and local affairs discussions. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.